right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Showbiz Podcast, episode 4. And as promised before, we had a very special guest lined up for you, and this time I will deliver. Right now, episode 4, we've got Jeff, otherwise known as CEC Kitchek. Welcome, my brother. What's going on?
Hey, everybody. What's cracking?
Oh, man. It's really cool because I'm sure everybody's sick of hearing just me, so it'll be cool to bring in a new cast member, if that's what you want to call it. We've got some new Chuck E. Cheese locations open in the field, and here's Jeff to tell you a little bit about that.
All right. Now open in Silverdale, Washington, and coming soon, Springfield, Oregon, and Rogers, Arkansas.
Awesome, man. Hey, if you guys didn't know out there already, Chuck E. Cheese's has been hit with several sexual harassment lawsuits. That's not too good, but the first one comes from Billings, Montana. A federal agency has actually filed a lawsuit against the owner of a franchised Chuck E. Cheese location. They allegedly failed to stop a night manager from sexually harassing young female employees. Investigators found complaints dating back to 2002, and the sexual harassment continued on until an employee just recently filed a complaint with the state in 2005.
All right, and in Charleston, West Virginia, Jennifer Totten has filed a sexual harassment suit against Chuck E. Cheese employees, claiming he abused her. She was visiting the Charleston location. According to the suit, Totten visited Chuck E. Cheese on June 3rd, 2006. While there, she claims she was groped, battered, abused, and founded, none of which was invited. Totten claims the man caused her great shock and anxiety, emotional distress, mental anguish, and other damages. She seeks compensation and punitive damages against both the employee and CEC Entertainment.
Man, that's a shame if you can't even go to Chuck E. Cheese anymore without getting grabbed.
Sexually abused? Yeah.
Yeah, getting felt up at Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
Actually, I think I'm going to head over to Chuck E. Cheese right now. And not only are there sexual harassment lawsuits piling up, but we also have other potential lawsuits as witnessed in Jeff's own hometown store.
Yeah, over here in Scottsdale, Arizona. I was not working during the time, but apparently a family was enjoying the stage show, which, in matter of fact, here in Scottsdale, people love the show. A family claims that their kid was climbing up on the stage and fell off and cracked his head open on the carpet below. Now, a lot of you know, I broke my arm at Chuck E. Cheese falling off a ladder. our carpet's pretty thin. There's nothing but concrete underneath. So, kid cracked his head open. They rushed him to the hospital. And the family claims that the stage show is meant to be climbed on. So they're filing a complaint, and also there's going to be some lawsuits against Melvin Entertainment and CEC Entertainment about there's no sign stating that they're not allowed to climb on the stage show.
Oh, great.
We got to make sure cast members keep an eye out for kids that are climbing in areas that they're not supposed to.
And who knows, maybe the kid was bottom heavy because Dick Frank, the chairman of CEC Entertainment, agreed to take steps to limit marketing towards kids. Food marketers and media outlets are being pressured to trim the marketing fat as a way to help fight childhood obesity, which is becoming the nation's top health risk. Frank said the company would not engage in product placement, which would reduce the use of third-party licensed characters in ads, and would limit the showing of food products to under 10% of total airtime and not promote food in the audio portion of the ads. The company also pledged to promote physical activity and healthy socialization. However, I think it may be Washington. I didn't write it down, though, but some state or some school district, whatever, is serving Chuck E. Cheese's pizza in the school cafeteria, so I don't think that helps the childhood obesity thing too much.
We gotta keep an eye out for these kids because they are our future.
They are the future, all right.
They are.
And if they're falling off stages and stuff, there's no hope for them.
They're our future, and they're getting fatter and falling off stages, cracking their heads open.
So that's it for our reporting news. Let's talk about the board for a little bit.
Okay, Cherish. Cherish's birthday is coming up. Unfortunately, nobody on the board wants to celebrate it with her. So she's going to go to her hometown Chuck E. Cheese and celebrate it with her friends and family.
And her school members. Her schoolmates, her school chums. But that's her concern. She feels that nobody wants to celebrate with her, but that's not true because everybody on showbizpizza.com, we go all out on birthdays. We start a thread for you.
Right.
And we'll help you celebrate. We're there for everybody. If you're a member of showbizpizza.com, we got your back.
Right. I've been wanting to say this to her. It's a public forum. You know, we're here to talk about Chuck E. Cheese and Showbiz Pizza. We're not really here, you know, to celebrate birthday parties. We do go above and beyond by wishing people happy birthday, which is one thing that, you know, we don't require people, or members, I should say, to do. But we do it because we all care for each other. We're like a big, giant family.
Let's see, what else do we have on the board to talk about? Off the top of your head, do you know what that countdown thread's down to? Because I haven't been checking up lately.
It's like six something. We can talk about we can talk about Gabe's photo gallery coming up now.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Geeky geek.
Another new feature here on showbizpizza.com is our updated photo gallery.
Right. Travis worked his butt off getting all those photos up for everybody. He uploaded thousands of pictures up there.
What do we have, like 3,400 now?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I'd like to be the first to say no thanks to Gabe. Even though he runs it, he didn't do anything. So, thank you, Gabe. You're doing great. Travis,
I'm sure
you are
the
man.
All the updates will be done by Gabe because that's his section, right?
Oh, right. And another thing here on the Showbiz website is the big countdown is now down to 668. We got 668 to go, and we already drilled down 332. Had to do the math in my head right there.
Unfortunately, we still have a while to go, so we need everybody's help for this one.
Everybody contribute.
And every time you visit the board, just hop on over to the thread and you know, mark your little numbers down. And before we know it, we'll be down to 3, 2, 1. And even to make things a little bit more interesting, to kind of pick up the pace, whoever gets number one will win a prize. Although we don't know what it is yet, you'll win a prize.
And speaking of prizes, since this is our special episode with me guest starring, I'm going to give away some stuff. How about that?
That's right. Jeff has been generous enough to donate some more items for us. Would you like to tell us what those are?
Sure. What I have is, I got from my home store about 150 of those packets of the Over the Hedge tokens. Brand new, still in package.
So each week we're going to give away one packet, and how it's going to work, because last time it was pretty unfair. It was whoever sent in their email first, but not everybody checked the site at the same time, so that's not really fair. What we're going to do this time is everybody send your entries to brian@showbizpizza.com, and you can get that site on the official podcast site or on our showbizpizza.com homepage, and the winner will be randomly selected out of all the entries. So that way it'll be fair, and don't worry, because if you don't win it this time, we have many more to give away in the upcoming shows.
And just to let you know, there is going to be 5 winners. There's going to be 5 Over the Hedge token packs being sent out for this.
All right, so that's about all the news we have for this time here on Showbiz Podcast, Episode 4. Until next time, this is Brian and
Jeff.
And we'll see you next time. Peace.
Peace.